but thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy land. And they found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. They came upon me as a wide breaking in of waters. In the desolation they rolled themselves upon me. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me, and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wide house. Against whom do ye sport yourselves? Against whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood? Saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar and painted with vermilion. Behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open unto thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and